Hola a todos. Hi, everyone. I am Carla Rodriguez, your coach and trainer of NLP and host of MetaFit MetaMind podcast, the place where we normalize the conversations between both physical and mental health. This is a place where you will raise your voice and share your story. As your coach, I am here to guide you to let go of all your limiting chains behind, and I'm on a mission to use this platform to empower and create awareness and expansion in your life. You can follow us on Instagram at MetaFit MetaMind Podcast, or you can follow me at Coach Carlita. Please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Wow, I'm so grateful for this last month. So many things have been happening, so many shifts, and I'm so grateful for this NLP certification training that just took place about 2 weeks ago here in Austin, Texas. You weren't able to make it? That's okay. The next one is happening on July 8th through the 11th of this year, also here in Austin, Texas, at this beautiful venue that I found. That, you know, sometimes something I realized that when you know people, that is how you can create these connections and you learn to build the rapport in order to have stronger connections and be able to make those things that you want in your life happen. So I'm super, super grateful for the people that I know and for this beautiful space that is here in Austin called True by Hilton. And it is so close to the airport. So if you're wanting to come this way and you're out of state, that's okay, because it's going to be super close to the airport. And I want to say thank you and congratulations to my students who are now NLP coaches and NLP practitioners and personal evolution coaches. Y'all were so amazing, so just open to receive all the information, and the breakthroughs that happened at this training were like, wow, even I had my own breakthroughs and a lot of feedback. So I'm implementing all of that into the next things that are coming up this year. So again, if you want to make the next training, here's a few questions that I have for you. If you've been in this search for more for yourself, where, you know, you don't feel fulfilled, you feel like you can't express your emotions because for whatever reason, maybe even fears of failure or just fear of communicating, right? And maybe even you want to start your business, want to be a coach, all of this, right? There's things that come up for you that don't allow you to move in that direction. And guess what? There are ways for you to create that life that you've always desired and to be the best coach. If you're already a coach too, this is for you. So just imagine, right, having this future in which you can speak confidently, in which you can magnetize those dreams into reality, because you're going to be that powerful guide to help your clients transform into the powerful selves that they are. So this certification training, as I said, is July 8th through the 11th, and you receive it three certifications: as a personal evolution coach, as an NLP coach, and as an NLP practitioner. So I'm really excited about that. And guess what else? You know that I always have something kind of up my sleeve, that in April 29th through May 1st, Dare to Design Your Destiny is happening. Yes, it is still happening. I know you've heard me talk about it before. So go check the website. The information is all there. Go to metafitmetamind.com/dare to design your destiny, because it is time to live this life for you. And that is happening again, April 29th through May 1st. And then finally, guess what? I've announced it already and I've put it in an email. So if you have not actually signed up for the emails, go to the website, metafitmetamind.com, and definitely sign up for this list, because September 15th through the 19th of this year, the Fit Mind and Spirit Retreat is happening. And guess where it's happening? It's happening in El Salvador. So those of you that have been wanting to kind of R&R, but still grow within yourself, disconnect and be powerfully connected to yourself, then this retreat is for you. Again, it's happening September 15th through the 19th at this beautiful, beautiful venue that I'm so excited to be sharing more about. So go sign up for those newsletters. Oh, and also, This year, April 23rd, I actually, if you're in Austin, Texas, we have an Empower conference that I will be vendoring at. So I'm really excited about that, in which these amazing women, I've mentioned them before, Sam and Rachel, they're doing some really powerful things, and they're really super connectors, and just appreciate to be part of this community and just getting to know more powerful women. So yeah, so that's happening April 23rd. So make sure you, if you are in Texas or here in Austin or just surrounding areas, go check out my vendor booth, because I'll be there telling you all the information about NLP, hypnosis, quantum time techniques, and other things that I work with. So I'm excited to see you there. And finally, the last thing I wanted to say is that I'm part of the Latina Podcasters Network. So listen to all the podcasts by Latinas and Latinos in this network, because some really cool podcasts are being created. And remember to share this podcast and all the other podcasts that you think these episodes would help. Rate it, subscribe it, and just don't miss these episodes. Remember that I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, and other platforms that you listen to. Oh, and even Good Pods if you haven't checked that one out too. So now let me get on with the actual episode, right? Because I've been talking a lot. So in this episode, I got to have the privilege and the exciting part, because I get to learn a lot here with anybody that I meet. I got to talk to Amanda Elise Love, who is a registered holistic nutritionist. She has a podcast actually called Covering All Aspects of Holistic Health with Amanda Love. And she is someone who has had a story, and one that most of us don't want to experience. But of course, there's a lot of people that go through this, right? In which she started with fibromyalgia, and she covers a lot about how, what people are doing to be healthy, to talk about all aspects of health. So now what this podcast is actually called is now is called Covering All Aspects of Holistic Health with Amanda Love. So definitely make sure to check out her episode and her podcast. So I'm excited for you to listen to this. And if you have any questions on this or any questions for her, definitely reach out to us. We are really excited to be sharing all of this stuff. And just remember to share this podcast with people you think this would help. Rate this, subscribe to it. Make sure that you are staying updated to this. Oh, and finally, last thing, enjoy the episode. All right. So today here in MetaFit MetaMind podcast, I'm really excited to be having a special guest. She's super, super knowledgeable in the health space, and she's got a lot of experience. So thank you, Amanda, for being on. Amanda Love is on. And yeah, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So this podcast is about, you know, sharing your journey, your story, how you've gotten here to where you are now. And before we get to that, I'm curious, who is Amanda?
Who is Amanda? That's an interesting question, because I've never had that question before, but
perfect.
For me, I think it's Amanda's like, that's, I'm like the type who's caring. I think I'm very big. Everybody is like, and tell me, they're like, well, you're very inspiring. I have a very inspiring, powerful story. And I'm very like relationships. I'm very about people and making sure people feel special. And I think that's what we're here on this earth is to, not for ourselves, but to help other people. Whatever it is, if it's their health journey or something else that they need help with in life.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And, you know, obviously you've gotten to this point where you are loving, where you're inspirational. And it's something, I don't know if this is something that you always had in you, but what is your story? Like, what is it that has gotten you to be here where we are now? The choices you've had to make, like what was that journey that led you to this point?
My journey. So I tell people my journey started when I was really young. So I was very sick. I was born 6 weeks early. And my journey was, my parents divorced when I was 6 years old. My dad remarried. Mm-hmm. And it was very hard because she wasn't a very nice person. And so I had this trauma of going over to that house, and she had a baby and a 2-year-old. And my sister and I just had this trauma, and I was just constantly I was sick all the time. And I was the oldest out of the 4 of us. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it was just like, what's going on? Why am I always sick? And then eventually we moved out of California to Arizona, and I was just sick less, but I was still sick every 4 to 6 weeks. And I completed high school, had learning issues. I always struggled with school, mm-hmm. but I was a very motivated person. And so I always got good grades, everything like that. But eventually, after I completed a personal training program, this was in the December of 2009, they diagnosed me with fibromyalgia. And that's really where my story like takes off and stuff I tell people, because it's quite a journey.
How old were you when this was told to you that you had fibromyalgia?
So I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. So this was in 2010. It'll be 12 years in October. Uh-huh. And I just, for me, it was like, okay, what does that even mean? And nowadays they talk about it on TV, but, but for me, I was just like, okay, what is the next step? I thought the doctors had the answers. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have the answers. And that was an interesting journey, because I was like, okay. And my grandmother was like, you're not going to take the medication for the rest of your life. So I only did medication for like 2 days. And I'm super grateful for that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because a lot of people with health issues, they get on the medication and they stay on that medication for 10, 20 years. And that's what people tell me all the time. It's like, I'm on medication. I'm like, well, is it helping you? Mm-hmm. And that's a big thing. People get 5, 10, 15 medications. And it's like, what are the side effects? Have you looked at the side effects to those medications and stuff?
So that was said. Then she said, nope, this isn't going to be something that you intake forever. So what was that next step for you? Like, how is it that you started to become aware? Like, okay, I don't take medication, but how do I get myself to this place of regaining or taking my health for me?
I think for me personally, it was just whatever the doctor said at the time. So I did physical therapy, and I'd never been overweight or anything like that, but physical therapy was supposed to help with the fatigue and the pain. And I just remember I did swimming, I did weight training. And the interesting thing is, I had 10 months before that, I had completed that personal training program. So I had done weight training, and I knew how to do weights. And I didn't have pain during that program.
Yeah.
But I did a year later when I was doing the physical therapy. And I would just come out and I was crying. I was bawling, crying. I was so much pain. And the next step was, they were like, there was a pain management right next door to the physical therapy. And that's where my grandma was like, told the rheumatology people that, she's like, well, should we do the pain management? And they said, sure. And you think with it's the top one of the top rheumatology places in the country, in Mesa, Arizona, they would have answers for you, and they don't. And I did pain management, and I tell people pain management is the most excruciating thing ever. It's, they stick a huge needle into all of your trigger points.
Wow. Yeah.
So like with fibromyalgia, you have to have 14 of the trigger points. So like your neck, your back, your shoulders, your awake. And your blood sugar crashes, and they say, oh, you have to have juice to raise it back up.
Yeah.
And I would just come out crying. I was so much pain.
Yeah.
And they were like, do 3 treatments, and we only did 2.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's crazy.
It's crazy. It's funny because I remember doing an MRI to see if something was going on. My sister got me one of those massage pillows, which was horrible. Like, there was all these different things I did. And it's interesting. And I look back now and I'm like, wow, did a lot. But I've done a lot and stuff. I did so many different things. My grandmother actually found a little newspaper clipping. And it said, wellness talk by a wellness chiropractor. And he said to my grandmother, like, if your granddaughter has fibromyalgia at 20, she's been very sick a long time.
Wow.
And that's when my grandma was like, a light bulb went off in her head and she's like, oh, he really gets it. And I worked with him for 8 months. I did chiropractic treatment. I did saliva testing. I did stool testing, certain supplements he recommended. And I found out I had two genes predisposed me to a gluten sensitivity.
Okay.
Highest in his practice at the time. But not celiac. Soy sensitivity, egg sensitivity, dairy sensitivity. And that it was, that's 11 years this year that I'll be off of those. But I tell people I did other things too. I did acupuncture. I did a naturopath. Like, I've done other things and stuff. But like, I tell people, your health is so important because, like, you don't know exactly where you're going to be in 10 years. And that's what I tell people.
Yeah.
And you don't know who the people are going to come into your life in the next 10 years.
Yeah.
And I have two nieces. I just had, my sister just had her second one this year. This month, actually. And, like, I could play with them. I could do activities with them. And I don't have to worry about, like, oh, I'm going to be in so much pain or I'm so fatigued or whatever like that. But I think that's the biggest thing people
get to spend time with them. Yeah. So what led you to do this? Like, you be a coach, what was, like, how long after did you decide, all right, this is the path that I'm going to take. I'm going to start my podcast. I'm going to coach others. Like, what was that process for you?
The process was very easy for me. I always had grown up, like, into nutrition and stuff. When I did that personal training program, I did 100 hours of nutrition. So after that, I was like, when I was doing that program, I'm like, I want to do more education in nutrition.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I'll do that. But for me, I was sick at the time, so it took like a year and a half where I didn't do anything. And I did a lot of online courses. I did a health coaching program. I did do a holistic nutritionist program to become a registered holistic nutritionist, which took me a couple of years.
Okay.
And I've continued to do courses because I've, like, there's so much information about health, and that's what people don't realize. There's gut health, there's immune health, there's culinary health. Like, I just took a certification just in culinary because I want to do cooking classes. So that was one of the things I was like, well, I want to learn how to do it the right way.
Yeah.
And, like, I tell people this is that not one expert might solve all your health issues. You might have to go to a trauma expert, or you might have to go to a mindset expert, or like something like hormones or pelvic pain. Yeah. And that's why I created my podcast was 3 years ago. It'll be 3 years in May.
Cool. I started, like, around the same time.
That's awesome. Yeah. So I was like, there's not a podcast. So first I was like, wanted to be on other people's podcasts, but I'm like, it wasn't as big then to get on podcasts. And I was like, I didn't know how to do it right.
Yeah.
And stuff. So I was like, well, I'll just create my own podcast. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I created a podcast, and it was fibromyalgia, mm-hmm. which now it's turned into covering all aspects of holistic health.
Share your podcast name, by the way.
It's Covering All Aspects of Holistic Health with Amanda Love. And mm-hmm. I changed the title because in the last like year or so, I was like, this podcast name doesn't fit mm-hmm. what I'm doing. I've had like so many experts talk about like hormones, pelvic pain, boundaries, mindset, so many topics. And I was like, I just need to change the title. Mm-hmm. I was like, I love having experts on, but then I'm like, well, I like to do solo episodes too, because mm-hmm. I get to share what I'm passionate about. And I think that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Like 120 episodes later, it's you learn, okay, there's so many topics. Even now I'm having experts come on where I'm like, I don't know anything about that topic and stuff. So that's an interesting thing.
Yeah. What's been like the biggest learning for you so far in this process of you taking all these courses, you having these certifications, you know, starting your podcast? What's like the big takeaway for you so far in this whole process?
For me, I feel like the biggest takeaway is that, yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's so worth it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the big thing is that whatever we want to do in our life, we have to keep going. Mm-hmm. And it takes time, like 3 years into it and stuff like that. It's not like a quick like thing. And podcasting is a lot of work.
It is.
I was just reading somebody's quote. I mean, it wasn't a quote. It was what he was saying. And he was saying how podcasting is really hard. And his podcast hasn't been going as long. But he was saying, like, just get started. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Whatever you're doing in life, if it's podcasting, is it writing, is it something else, your health journey, you just have to get started. Mm-hmm. And that's the big thing.
So for you in your health journey, you just got started in some way, shape, or form, and then you found an answer. And from all your certifications that you have, I'm just curious, what do you have a favorite from the ones that you have? Like one that's been like, oh, I'm still something that like really lights you up.
For me, I think right now it's the cooking one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the one I just got
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And I don't have it. Like, it's not on my wall yet, but that's probably the one.
She has several on her wall, by the way.
But I don't have that one up there yet. So mm-hmm. I'd probably say that one's probably my number one right now, though. Mm-hmm. The one where I became a holistic nutritionist, that one's special, too, because it took several years.
Yeah.
And that one was a lot of work because we had to do case studies, like 14 case studies on different people's health concerns and stuff. And it was a lot of like writing it up and mm-hmm. a lot of different subjects. So that one's really important and stuff. But like, I think the biggest thing is we get certifications, but like, make sure to ask people like what their certifications are. Cause I think a lot of times in the health space, people don't ask. And stuff. That's very interesting. I haven't never had anyone like ask me and stuff. So it's super interesting.
Well, to me, I have thoughts around that and we can like literally have conversations around that. Right. Now something a little different in these episodes that you will hear is that being part of Latina Podcasters Networks, we get an in-between. So here you go.
You do it all without breaking a sweat. Like being a boss exec to Tuesday tennis to homework. Why do the kids have so much homework? Family dinners, lunches, brunches, trips to the vet, and a weekend getaway that's anything but a getaway. And you do it all in style. Even when you have back-to-back conference calls on top of the kids' orchestra recitals, not to mention your side hustle. That's why we created the fully reimagined Infiniti QX60, a luxury SUV as functional as it is stylish and as versatile as it is serene. With premium features like a panoramic moonroof ample cargo space, and available massaging front seats to bring the ease of luxury to your everyday. Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX60, designed to help you take on life and all the chaos it may come with in style. Learn more at InfinityUSA.com. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
Now back to the episode. Where, yeah, certifications are important. I certify coaches in neurolinguistic programming. So yes, I am one to vouch for certifications. And I also think experience goes a long way. And with that being said, would you say that you without your certifications, you would have the success you have now? Or what would you have done different? I know this is like a what if, but I got curious right now.
So what if I didn't have the certifications? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think for me, I like the certifications and the fact that like you have some goal that you're striving towards so it makes you like read the books.
Yeah.
It makes you do the documentaries and stuff like that. Like I have things I'm learning right now that I'm signed up for. And it's like, if you invest then, or if you have like deadlines for those certifications and mm-hmm. stuff, I think it propels you to learn this stuff. Cause we have so much going on in our life right now. Yep. That's like, oh, well, if it's not like a goal or it's not something, we're not going to probably like spend the time to do it.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Especially with learning and stuff. Mm-hmm.
And what would you say? So something that I really like to ask is, what is something that you are excited for this year that you're like, yeah, I want to share it with everyone? What is something that you would want to share with the listeners?
So what I'm really excited about is I'm starting online cooking classes and in-person cooking classes. That's like the biggest thing I'm excited about. The podcast is still going. It's been 3 years. So that's a huge accomplishment for me personally, mm-hmm. because I hit that 100 episode this year and I had a good friend from Australia who did it with me. And only 7% of people hit 100 episodes. Yeah. That's a crazy amount.
I think that's amazing because I'm at 3 years and I'm only at like episode 52. So yes, that is freaking amazing.
So that's why I tell everybody who has a podcast, reach that 100 episode, because mm-hmm. you're only in a small percentage of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 7%. That's a new one for me. I'm going to reach that 7% this year, Amanda. You just created a goal for me. And let me ask you this. With these cooking classes, is this intended for people that are looking to regain their health? Like who are these for?
So it's for anyone who wants to like regain their health, like meal prep made easy, just simple recipes that all of us could do. Because I feel like a lot of times people are like, well, I'm so busy. Well, you have 50 minutes to make a few meals. You mm-hmm. have the time. I'll teach you and stuff like that. And it's simple classes that aren't going to just like swallow your time.
Yeah. And would you say that food has been like the biggest contributor to you feeling, regaining your health?
Yeah, I would say that. I think food's been the biggest thing. I also say work on your trauma. I always mm-hmm. tell people if you need to work on your trauma, and I've had trauma experts on my podcast. I'm not a trauma expert at all. I think that's not my thing. But I think it's also good just to tell your story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's a big thing to work with your trauma, because I feel like somebody told me, like, they interviewed me this year and they had interviewed me last year. And they're like, oh, I love that you're so more open about your story than you were a year ago. And they also were like, you're so, like, you share things in your book chapter that like I wasn't expecting you to share and stuff. So like that shows a huge growth in just like 1 year. And like we forget about how we like what we did a year ago unless someone tells us.
Yeah. Oh, and as she just said, she has a chapter in a book. What's the book called?
It's called Trauma to Triumph. And it's telling people, it's all about like people's stories and stuff and like inspiring people to make the changes and stuff. My story's in there about like parents' divorce, the learning difficulties, my health challenges, and like tips I give to people, telling them like what I do and stuff and how to improve their lives.
Yeah. Awesome. And so let's say that someone was maybe 3, 4, 5 steps behind you in this journey. What is something that if they wanted to learn from you, what is something that you could teach them?
What I could teach them is you can do it. And I love teaching people how to cook food that's healthy, delicious. And I think that's the big thing. But if people are like, well, I got the cooking down. Well, maybe there's other things we need to work on, like your supplements, your sleep. Like, I don't just do cooking. Like, that's a small part of me. Like, but like, I like to learn exactly what is someone's health history. Why are you struggling with your sleep? Why are you so tired? Why is this happening? How are your relationships? I think that's the big thing in the health space is that you need accountability to your health goals.
Yep.
Because we fall off the bandwagon with our health goals. We're all guilty of it.
What are you talking about? I don't do that. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, cool. I'm glad that they can learn about their, I think that's what I got from that. And correct me if I misunderstood that, but you can really teach someone like, hey, where is this even coming from? How is this even a challenge? How did this health thing or whatever challenge is, how did it even start? And you get curious about that, right?
Yeah, I that's what I tell people. It's curiosity and stuff about what is going on with that person's body and their health concerns. It's not like maybe we're working in with the immune system. Maybe we're working in some other system, but like it all is connected. And I think that's the thing. We think it's not connected, but everything's connected with our health.
And let's say that somebody is just starting on their health journey. What would you say is one, like a first thing that they can read or ask to start this journey?
I think
maybe even like, well, yeah, go for it.
Well, they should be asking, why am I dealing with this health concern? Why am I struggling with it? And I really think about that. And I think a lot of times we are like, well, I'm struggling with this health issue. I'm just going to take some aspirin. But why do you have that headache? Have you been stressed out? Have you not been sleeping? Is it that time of the month, then maybe something's going on with your hormones, that there's reasons why you're dealing with the issues you're dealing with and stuff. I think our symptoms always are telling us something's out of balance and stuff. So that's a big thing, asking yourself what is going on with my body. And then if you don't know the answers or you just can't figure it out, then that's when you start like doing your research and seeing, okay, maybe I need to go get help for that health issue.
Yeah.
And not with the doctor, of course.
Gotcha. Cool. Thank you for sharing that. And the last thing that I want to ask, if somebody wants to work with you, whether health coaching, cooking classes, being on your podcast, whatever that is, how can they reach out to you?
So my email is amandaleaselove@gmail.com. And you can send me an email that way or follow me on Facebook. It's all Amanda Leaselove. So that's my website. That's everything.
Cool. So the links are going to be in the show notes. And I really want to thank you, Amanda, for being on here for, oh, actually, let me not get ahead of myself. I had one more question. Because to me, this is a not only about your journey. Wow, I can't believe she did that. Can you believe that, Amanda? So, because this is a podcast, not only of your journey, but also touching upon the health space and getting in that place to find our balance right between mind and body, what would you say has been the correlation with your physical and your mental health in your own experience?
For mentally, I think it's keeping myself like positive and stuff. I feel like it might, like if I'm stressed out, then I know it. And I think that's the big thing. And going for a walk, I think, helps with getting exercise, but also just mentally taking a break. And I tell people this. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big thing, is like mentally and physically where it's connected and stuff. And so like just taking downtime too. And I think that's a big thing.
Awesome. Awesome. I really appreciate it. I can't believe that happened. And thank you so much. Any last words that you've got?
Yeah, I would just say, don't give up. Look for the answers that you're searching for. You can't live your life in pain or fatigue or whatever that health issue is. You can't live your life that way, because there's more to life than being sick.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. So I hope that you really enjoyed this episode, and that I hope that this episode made you think about your health goals and what you are trying to accomplish, or those outcomes that you are seeking in your life. And here's a few points that I think are important with regards to this, and kind of what I learned too, because I always learn from everyone that I speak with, is to make sure that when you invest and you have due dates and you are committed to something, that, my friends, mis amigos, mis amigas, that will propel you to learn more, right? That will propel you to achieve those outcomes much quicker than if you're not fully invested into that, whether it's a certification or something that you want to learn about. For example, I'm reviewing some French things, some courses, so I'm invested in that actually, and I'm making sure to show up. And that is just kind of a lead in into accountability, right? As Amanda said, accountability is so important to reach our health goals, to reach our wealth goals, to reach our life goals, whatever those goals are. But also make sure that in this process of us going towards those things that we want, towards that success, towards that wealth, towards that happiness, to make sure that in that process, take those mental breaks by taking some downtime. Sometimes we are so go, 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 que no paramos, right? We don't stop. So make sure to guide and find your own mindset, body, and spirit integration and the balance to take some downtime. And then the last thing that I think is also really important to share here, and I know a lot of my health coaches, nutrition coaches are going to be happy about this one, is that food, right? Food can guide you, and it will guide you, I promise you, to your own healing. You will find it on your own. You will figure out what works for you. And also in this process, make sure to be aware of the language that you use. I don't think that's something that Amanda mentioned, but I do always mention that the way that you communicate with yourself, right? That's also another guide that will guide you to your own healing, to your own success. So I hope that you really enjoyed this episode and you learned something. And if you have any questions on nutrition, health goals, and being accountable with Amanda, go and follow her, okay? Go to her Instagram and go to Amanda Elise Love. I will share all the links below again. And again, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, if you missed this last NLP certification training with MetaFit MetaMind Academy, the next one is coming July 8th through the 11th. So it's a 4-day training. You get the certifications from the front. You get one-on-one coaching and 6 months of powerful support. So you can be this powerful communicator as a person, as a coach, and to grow your business. Become the best speaker, salesperson, whatever that is. is. So register in the link also in the show notes or in the bio in my Instagram. And this is going to be in person. And yes, I can offer it online, but it would be nice if I see you here, right? So again, if you haven't done this already, please, 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 and I would be super agradecida, super grateful. Please share this, rate this, and subscribe to this podcast. It's going to help me so much so I can pop up on more platforms, okay? And thank you so much for your patience, and I'm excited that you are listening and you continue to support. So don't forget to follow me on Instagram at MetaFitMetaMindPodcast, on my own personal at Coach Carlita, on Facebook, or on the website. Go subscribe so you can find out more about the retreat happening September 15th through the 19th. Go to MetaFitMetaMind.com. And also, go to the private group, MetaFit MetaMind Community, on Mighty Networks or even on Facebook. So thank you so much for listening to this episode up to this point. I am Carla Rodriguez. This is MetaFit MetaMind Podcast, where we are normalizing the conversations that we would have never had. Until next time.